So years ago, I was working at the U.S. Embassy in Tanzania, and I was a young program officer. Part of my work was to go out to refugee camps and monitor out there. In November of the first year that I was out there, I didn't really have any plans for Thanksgiving. I was single, didn't have a family, so I figured just go out to the refugee camps and don't worry about it. Treat it like another working day. So I flew out to the remote northwest corner of Tanzania, up in the corner by Rwanda and Burundi. And the plan was you basically go out to the refugee camps and kind of assess the programs out there, talk to people, and then at night go back to the UN compound. Now, the compound was made up of these shipping containers, basically, that had like a bed in it, a hot plate, a small table, and a chair. And we'd go out to the camps, come back at night, and one day we were coming back from one of the camps, and I was in the car with a Bosnian woman and the only other American out in this corner of remote Tanzania, this tall, blonde, cowboy-looking guy named Karsten from Virginia. Now, we had not said anything about Thanksgiving because I suspect Karsten had the same strategy I did. Like, don't say anything about it, just forget about it and let it pass. But we were driving back to the compound, and the Bosnian woman, out of nowhere, said, "Isn't Thanksgiving coming up?" And Karsten and I kind of groaned and said, "Yeah, it's tomorrow." The Bosnian woman, Admirella, squealed with delight. It turns out that she had been a Bosnian refugee who had been resettled in the United States, and Thanksgiving was her favorite holiday, and she was not going to let it pass. So Admirella goes into full-on logistics planning. Out comes the clipboard. She starts to plan a proper Thanksgiving dinner in remote Tanzania. Turkey, no, but plenty of chickens. Potatoes, no, but we can find root vegetables. Cranberry, no, but someone thought they saw a jar of, like, canned currants from South Africa somewhere. And pumpkin. Now, pumpkin is abundant in Tanzania, but it's Tanzania in November, and it's sub-Saharan Africa, so this is spring, and it's very unlikely we were going to find any pumpkins, but no matter. As we're driving back, we stop at every little roadside stand because, again, remote Tanzania, there are no grocery stores, there's no internet, there's no cell phones, there's certainly not next day Amazon delivery. So we're stopping at these roadside stands, gathering a little bit of what we could find, like a couple of root vegetables here, a can of something or other there, as we go back to the compound. We get back to the compound, and Admirella tells the few international staff that are working there, come to her container the next day for a Thanksgiving feast. But she tells me, "Stacy, you be here in the morning," because Admirella knew the true Thanksgiving tradition, that the women make the food. And we were the only two women on this compound, so it was up to us. So I show up the next morning, and I come to Admirella's container, and she is sitting on the floor with the most high-end food processor I've ever seen. And it's not just that it's a food processor, but it's the context of it. When you go out to these places, the people living in these very remote areas always have a stash of something that is personal to them, that gives them comfort. And it's usually something very small. But clearly Admirella's thing was a food processor. And it wasn't just that, but when you go out to these places, getting out to this location required a series of flights on these tiny little puddle-jumping planes. And when they tell you you can only take 20 pounds of luggage, they don't just weigh the luggage, but you stand on the scale too. They're not messing around. So in order for Admirella to bring that food processor, it meant that she left other things behind. an extra change of clothes, some rain gear, an extra pair of sturdy shoes to bring this food processor to Western Tanzania. And not just that, this place did not have 24-hour electricity. The electricity was done by generators. So in order to save fuel, the generator was turned off at 10 o'clock in the morning and not turned on until the sun started to set in the evening. So we were under a deadline here to get this stuff done. So we had gathered what we had. We're mashing it through the food processor, trying to heat things on this little hot plate, trying to get this all done, and then 10 o'clock, lights go off, food processor is off. We'd done what we could. But then we spent the next couple of hours kind of scouring the land for these other things. And Admirella was laser focused on finding a pumpkin. So she was, no cell phones, she was on the walkie-talkie, calling local staff, calling the regional police commissioner, trying to get his guys to go out and scour the land for a pumpkin. Anyway, this day of shopping, yielded no pumpkin, but we got what we could, went back, and we're preparing this meal. And in addition to preparing the meal, we had found a piece of plywood to use as a dining table stacked up on some cinder blocks. And we put a beautiful kitenga, which is the very colorful cloth that Tanzanian women wrap around themselves as a dress or a skirt. So that was the tablecloth. And as the sun went down, the staff, the international staff that were at the compound, started to arrive. And everyone brought something from their own personal stash. Maybe some chocolates from Geneva or the Russian pilot had brought these homemade cookies from his last care package. Karsten brought a half-consumed bottle of Jack Daniels. And everyone was bringing these things that brought them some comfort. So as we're gathering all this stuff together, we hear a siren. I'm thinking, oh, this is not good. We walk out of Admirella's container, and we see this police car racing up to the compound. And I'm thinking, oh, God, this cannot be good. And this car races up, and the police commissioner gets out of his car, and he's kind of sweating bullets, and he said, I heard you had an emergency here. And he reaches into his car, and he brings out a pumpkin. Admirella squealed. We brought it in. We brought him in. We placed that pumpkin on our plywood dining room table. And at some point during the night, it was someone from Bangladesh said, if it's Thanksgiving, we should all say what we're thankful for. So sure enough, people, are thankful for their family far away and their friends here. But when it was my turn, I said, I was most thankful at that moment for a Bosnian refugee who brought the first Thanksgiving dinner to Ngara refugee camp, and I hoped it wouldn't be the last. And as a postscript, Admirella put that pumpkin through the food processor the next day. She baked it in a solar oven, and in true Thanksgiving fashion, everyone came back the next day for leftovers and pumpkin pie. Thank you.